the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello and welcome back to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, episode number 29 for Monday, April 10th. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. To subscribe to this podcast, simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.net. If you'd like to send me an email, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. If you'd like to call in a comment, it's 888-563-3228. Hey, real quick show today. I had a really interesting weekend. Inspired, I don't know if it was inspired, but it was, my brother got in a fairly nasty, my brother and my sister-in-law got rear-ended by somebody, and they were pretty much out of commission for most of the weekend, so Uncle Dave came to the rescue, but consequently, all the time I usually put into show prep and things like that were put into things like going to the grocery store and cooking dinner. So, but I do have some notes as well. Some things, too, I wanted to talk about. Number one, there's a new podcasting magazine. It's called Podcaster Central. You can find it at Podcaster Central. They talk about podcasting with a passion, and there are things there about articles about, you know, stay-at-home moms that are working, and there's an article by me in there. It's put on by Penny Haynes. She's the organizer behind it. She's also the person behind First Pod and the Online Podcasting Expo. And the only thing I've noticed that I need to tell Penny is they don't have an unzipped version over at Podcaster Central. So if you're using a Mac, I'm not sure if there's some kind of utility to unzip WinZip stuff, but I'll have to tell Penny, hey, we need just a good old PDF version as well as the zip version. Also, there's a new issue of Podcast User Magazine, their third issue. And I was reading some of it. There's an article on there about bashing Pod Show. And to me, in the same way that people now are putting the word podcasting into anything to generate website traffic, bashing Pod Show was like the new thing to get ratings, to get traffic. And it's kind of funny because this guy, Mark somebody, talks about how they're such an easy target and blah, 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 blah. And then at the end, he does nothing but say, yeah, but it seems like they're pretty decent guys. And since they're going to be releasing the PDN soon, I guess I'll quit bashing them. And I was like, what? I don't know. That's so old. I'm so... Go back. I've got a show back at schoolpodcasting.net. I've got a show called Pod Show Is Not the Devil that has my whole point of view on that. I won't rehash that here. Something else I wanted to point out, we talked to the folks over at PodPress, which is at mightyseek.com. Well, he also does a podcast, and if you're in a situation where you have a lot of background noise, he created this box to put his microphone in where it's basically a milk crate surrounded by acoustic foam. So I'll have a link to that out at the show notes. And right underneath the picture of it, you've got a spot there where you can actually listen to it before and after the box. So maybe if you're in a big room that doesn't have a lot of stuff in it, a lot of times you get a lot of reverb off the walls and things like that. And, you know, this is a way to cut that down. So the other thing, we had a contest last week. We said, hey, if you sign up for or add me as a favorite to your Podcast Pickle page, you know, or sign up as an account over Podcast Pickle and add me to your favorites, I was giving away a free month subscription to theschoolofpodcasting.com. Well, Doug37917, you are the winner. Now, if anybody's interested, I had 10 people add me to their favorites, and the reason you would want that is how Podcast Pickle creates their charts of most popular podcasts and things like that. So I guess if I continue to do this and every week I would give away a subscription, which I'm not, by the way. This was just a fun-filled experiment. I might do it in the future. I might give away something else. But the cool thing about the Podcast Pickle favorites area is you simply log into your control panel and you can see how many favorites for each podcast that you have, and I can then simply send an email to that person through the Podcast Pickle interface. So, because right now, if I said, okay, Doug, send me an email, and I'll get you hooked up, I might get a couple hundred emails of people saying they were Doug. Well, by using the Podcast Pickle interface, I can cut down on any kind of fraud. So, something you may want to think about if you want to have contests and things like that in the future. It seems to work well for what I was doing. And the other thing, the last little bit of information, I had somebody email me that said, you know, I just can't get this whole iTunes thing to work. I keep hacking my RSS feed, and I've tried a couple different readers and things like that. Well, number one, there's a couple different ways to do it. If you're using Libsyn, Libsyn has an interface that will take care of all your iTunes needs. If you're using WordPress, I highly recommend the PodPress plugin, which will take care of your iTunes needs. And I guess the bottom line is there are a bunch of different writers. And whatever you do, if you're writing your RSS by hand, I can't imagine why anybody would be doing that. My last little point that I wanted to talk about, again, I said it was going to be short, is there are a couple things I've heard in different podcasts, and this is just my opinion, but it seems like everybody wants to try this, and it never works. And I have two. One is having the fake assistant. Yeah, I remember when Jimmy, I think his name was Jimmy Jam, I forget the name of the show he did, but he had some guy that was supposed to be his engineer who never talked. And he was always like, I don't know if the guy's name was Ralph or Steve or something like that. He'd be like, hey, Steve, can you get that for me? Good, Steve. Steve's cranky today. He doesn't want to do it. And the whole time I was like, can you just shut up and do your show instead of talking to the water heater? That's just my opinion. But if you're thinking of starting a podcast and go, what I'll do is I'll have a guy off-site that I refer to. Or my other one is you go, hey, Steve. And he goes, yeah, man, what you want, man? Why don't you go get me a glass of water? I don't want to get you no stinking glass of water. And you put on some kind of stupid accent? I've heard that tried a couple times. And my favorite is when you go, hey, Steve. And he goes, what, man? I mean, what, man? And the guy forgets to put on the accent. Yeah. That doesn't work, in my opinion. Now, I'm not saying you might be the first person to pull it off, but I'm just letting you know, many have tried. In my opinion, all have failed. The other one that it seems to be, you know, I have three. Let me think about it. Number two is the chipmunk thing. This one is not as annoying as the other ones, but it's basically you go into Audacity or SoundForge or whatever, and you can change the pitch of your voice without changing the speed of your voice. And that's an interesting effect. I do not know that I would want to listen to an entire podcast of that. And then the third one is almost the same thing. It's where you basically type your podcast and then get a text to, what's the phrase for that? Text-to-speech converter. So it's a program that will actually read what you type, and it sounds like a robot. Yeah, it's been done. And that's, again, another thing that I don't think I would want to listen to an entire podcast of that. And it just seems like everybody loves that effect. But that's just my opinion. But if you're looking for somebody to go, hey, is this a good idea? If I was your listener, and that again goes back to you have to know your listener. Maybe if your listener was a 13-year-old boy, he might think that's really cool. But from my chair, and I'm not 13, nah, doesn't work for me. But that's just me. Hey, that's gonna do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Just wanted to kind of get a little philosophical here just because it has been a bit of a stressful weekend. Hug your kids, call your parents, pet the dog. You know, life is short, and it, you never know, folks, when, you know, you're assuming you got tomorrow, and that is not always the case. So take care of everybody. And if you'd like to, again, subscribe to this podcast, go out to schoolpodcasting.net. You can also subscribe. There's a link right at the top at schoolpodcasting.com. You can send me an email at schoolpodcasting gmail.com. You can call it in, 888-563-3228. For the record, I use that number for all of my podcasts, so if you hear me talk about other things, just leave a message and we'll throw you on the show. And as always, if you'd like to come see what Doug 37917 just won, you want access to the school of podcasting.com. That's where we have all of our hours of tutorials and our hundreds of resources for podcasters. Save your time. Quit doing all those Google searches trying to find all the cool stuff for podcasting. It's all in one spot. It's for the podcaster that's just starting out or for a podcaster that's trying to take his podcast to the next level. Check it out at theschoolpodcasting.com. And until we meet again, class dismissed.